弟兄姐妹们，大家好。
Good morning, brothers and sisters.
复活节快乐。
Happy Easter.
请你跟你旁边的人说，恭喜你，主耶稣已经复活。
Please say to your neighbors, congrats, our Lord Savior is, he is arisen.
Yeah, hallelujah, 赞美主，主耶稣基督已经复活。
Praise the Lord, he is risen.
这是我们欢喜快乐的日子。
This is a joyful day.
这是我们生命的盼望。
This is our hope.
我们今天特别感谢主，将有七位弟兄姐妹加入教会。
Praise the Lord that there will be seven brothers and sisters join the church.
那其中五位将要接受浸礼。
Five of them will be baptized.
那么接受浸礼的这五位，他们今天要在这里来做见证。
And today, they will share their witness among us.
我们感谢主。他在我们当中所做的奇妙工作。
We thank God for the marvelous job work that He is working among us.
那么在每一个弟兄姐妹的身上，他都有奇妙的作为。
In each and every one of them, we see God's work.
那这五位弟兄姐妹呢？他们将会用中文来做见证。
All of them will share their witness in Chinese.
所以如果你不懂中文的话，请你不要着急。
So be patient if you don't speak Mandarin.
因为他们将用中文把他们见证说完，然后呢 ，Rachel 会来再做总结性的翻译。
So after their witness, I'll summarize their share in English.
好，那么我们这个次序呢，就是按照周报这样的次序，首先是包祖炎弟兄。
The sharing sequence, you can find them on the bulletin. The first witness we're going to welcome, Alan Bong.
那么后面是关丽弟兄
，and then brother 关丽，
然后是江兰英姐妹
，and then sister 江，
林平伟姐妹
，sister 林
和马嘉恩姐妹
，and then Karen。
好，下面我们就再请第一位啊，第一位是包祖炎弟兄
，now the first one is brother Paul，
来为我们做得救的见证。
He's going to share his witness with us.
各位弟兄姐妹，早上。早上好。我呢是出生在中国江苏，从小就接受共产主义和无神论的教育。那时候人们天天喊着“战天斗地”，人定胜天这样的口号。后来改革开放，我看着人们烧香拜佛，那我也去跟去进香去。有一次我去峨眉山，四川峨眉山旅行，当地的人利用就是人们对祈福的这个心态，想尽办法捞钱，令人很不爽。难道这就是信仰吗？这让我非常失望。至于我自己，其实并没有真正的信仰，只是随波逐流而已。我很幸运生活在一个相对安定的时代，大学毕业以后有了一份令人羡慕的工作和美满的家庭，在社会上也受人尊敬。但是在舒适的生活之余，人却感觉到有些空虚，似乎失去了生活的方向。十年前为了女儿能来美国读书，我移民来到这里，到了一个完全陌生的环境，生活习惯尤其是语言极不适应，身处异国他乡，思念亲人。在我孤独惆怅之时，来到了教会，兄弟姐妹们无微不至的关怀温暖着我的心，就像久旱逢雨。我几乎每个星期天都来教会学习神的话语， 教会就像一个大家庭，兄弟姐妹一起学习、祷告、分享快乐，也分享忧愁，分担忧愁。在2017年的时候，我女儿大学毕业，我妻子办理好手续准备来美，但是因为政策的突然改变，以前所积累的急休休假全部作废，这让我们措手不及。我把这事告诉了教会，大家就为此事祷告，祈求上帝给我们全家团聚的机会。几天后，奇迹发生了。单位领导考虑了我们实际的情况，启用了一个几乎被遗忘的一个老的政策，批准我妻子来美。这完全是意想不到的，而感谢上帝给了他们的灵感。新冠疫情打破了我们平静的生活，公司业务不好，工作减时减薪，生活负担加重。在大家的帮助下，我很快找到了第二份工作，弥补了我生活的不足。这些祷告的经历给了我安慰，也增添了我的信心。只有全能的神才能保守我们平安。低落时，主给我鼓励；黑暗之中，主赐我光明。这个世界充满着罪恶，我渴望能摆脱罪的捆绑，享受基督里的自由。从几年来走过的这个信仰路程，我发现我确实有一位神在不离不弃地保守着我。圣经说，神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给我，叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。耶稣是我们的救主，担当我们的过犯，为我们的罪而死，三天后从死里复活。我们必须凭着信心接受耶稣基督。2021年10月，刘富林牧师来到我们教会带领培灵会，他亲自带我做了决志祷告。今天我愿再次当众决志，天父上帝，我愿打开心门，让耶稣来做我的救主，洗净我的罪，做我最好的朋友，带领我走人生的道路。求你祝福我的家庭，奉主耶稣基督的名祈求，阿们。
I was born in Jiangsu, China. Growing up, I was educated to be an atheist, believing communism. Later, when China opened up, people started to go into the Buddhism temple to pray for blessings. But when I went to a temple in Sichuan, I saw so many people go there for blessings, but they were used by the merchants to make money. I was very upset. Is this what religion is all about? I was fortunate to live in a peaceful time. I had a good job, a loving family,and I had a good social status, people respect me. But I still feel the emptiness in me and felt like I was lost. 10 years ago, I came to the United States for better education for my daughter. Being in a foreign country, I had a hard time getting situated with the language barrier and the culture difference. I don't know anyone or friends until I get to know this church. I came to know brothers and sisters here. They helped me to know God.I start to come to church each week, and this feels like a family to me. In 2017, my daughter graduated from college. My wife planned to come to the U.S. To reunite with us. but the traveling policy changed and her accumulated vacation got canceled. When I shared this news with the church, they prayed for us for an opportunity for our family reunion. Miraculously, within a few days, my wife's supervisor approved her traveling plan to the U.S. according to another policy that was almost forgotten before. During the pandemic, the company I worked for had to cut down hours for employees, so my income was reduced. With the help of the church, I found a second job to get compensated pretty soon. I experienced the comfort through prayers, and that strengthened my faith. I know that only the Almighty God can give me the peace, the courage, and shine a light to me in the darkness. This world is full of sins and evil, and I desire to be set free from the bondage of sin. I came to know that there is a God, and He never gives up on us. As John 3:16 says, "For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whoever believes in Him shall not perish, but have eternal life." Jesus died for my sin and resurrected from death on the third day. I must accept Jesus by faith. In the October 2021, when Reverend Felix Liu visited us, he led me into a confession prayer. Today, I am willing to witness in front of the church. Abba Father, I'm willing to open my heart, let Jesus come in to be my Savior, to wash off my sins and be my best friend. Please lead me for the rest of my life, and please bless my family. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen. 好，下面请关立弟兄分享他的见证。Next, we're going to have Brother 关立 to share with us his testimony.
感谢教会给我这个机会啊，让我分享我的心理历程。我是1997年来美国留学，和大多数留学生一样啊，当时的想法就是要完成学业，然后找工作啊，组建家庭。在这期间呢，我也接触到了基督教和基督教会。但是那个时候呢，我信仰并不是我主要的第一目的。我们主要想什么呢？就是现实生活，然后能平平安过一生。那接下来的日子啊，就是在求学、事业和家庭中间奔波。那一年一年就这样过去了。然后我现在呢，也拥有了一份稳定的工作和收入，还有一个我深爱的家庭。可是呢，我并不像想象那么快乐。我也不明白我做错了什么。我开始怀疑我所当时的期望啊，是不是错了？难道我那样的想的就是未来的生活吗？难道我这辛苦的一辈子就能换取来这样的结果吗？难道人注定就这么忙碌一生，最后悄然就消失了吗？这些都是我百思不解的问题，一直困惑的。后来呢，随着孩子逐渐长大呀，我们也经常带他们到教会参加，也去听一些布道会啊，一些进修会什么的。但是呢，教会的朋友也和我经常来往。和我沟通，阅读一些资料啊，探讨一些问题。我渐渐的开始接受了上帝这个事实，但是这些东西呢，对我来说只是一些理性上的接受，并没有达到信心的程度。中国有句话讲啊，眼见耳听是虚，眼见是实，那就是这些事情都发生在别人的身上，那跟我没有太大的关系。用英文就是seeing is believing。然后在2019年，我们搬家到加州中岸，开始接触到了中岸华人基督教会。这里的弟兄姐妹啊，给了我们非常大的、更多的关心和帮助。我也愉快地加入了这个和平小组，每周和弟兄们一起分享和讨论。借着和基督徒的分享，我开始认识了圣经所描述的这位神。那他的公义、他的慈爱和大能。对于基督的信仰和认知，我从心底里开始了渐渐发生变化。前不久，我太太被诊断出了癌症， 那这突如其来的消息对我们家发生了很大的变化，使我们感到恐慌、愤怒、不解。教会的弟兄们再一次伸出了友爱的手，他们为我们祷告，他轮流到我家来探望，为我们准备食物。所有这些都给我带来了极大的安慰，也让我对基督的信仰有了更深的了解。人在困惑的时候经常会思想一些人生的问题，那么我就在问自己，我现在还需要什么呢？我追求的是什么呢？我明白了，我追求的是爱，是一种世人无法做到的爱，是一种从神那里来的爱。我寻求安慰，是一种从神来给你的安慰，可以满足世人对永生的渴望。正如约翰书第四章第七节所说，爱是从神来的，凡有爱心的都是由神而生，并且认识神，因为神就是爱。因为爱，神派他的爱子基督来到人世，也是因为爱，耶稣被钉死在十字架，洗清我的罪。多少年来我曾经徘徊在信仰的大门外，可是上帝从来没有放弃过。在此时此刻，我深深地感到了上帝的爱，因为 believing is seeing。 在这个复活节的特殊日子里，我终于决定下定决心打开我的心扉，接受耶稣基督成为我的救主。我愿意尽受愿意受尽加入教会，成为这个充满上帝慈爱大家庭的人。谢谢大家。
Like many other international students, I came to the United States 15 years ago, and hoping to get my degree, get a job, and start a family. At that time, I had no interest in faith. All I cared about is how to live a good life. Then, in the following years, I worked very hard in my career and for my family.Years passed by, and I have a stable income and loving family. However, I wasn't as happy as I thought I'd be. I searched for, what did I do wrong? Is this it? Is this a life that I worked so hard to pursue? Is this everything that I spent my whole life on? I have no answer. As my kids grow up, we attended a local Chinese church, and I spent time on reasoning, arguing, and reading.And gradually, I came to a conclusion that God exists. But that was based on logic and reason. I still have no faith. In 2019, we moved to the Central Coast and met the friends in this church. I joined a small group, peace group, and through other people's sharing, I came to know this God in the Bible. He is righteous, he is merciful, and he is almighty.My understanding in Christian faith went through a transformation. A few months ago, my wife was diagnosed with cancer. Our life hit the rock bottom. The brothers and sisters from the church extended their loving hands and helped us out with prayers, caring, visiting, sharing meals. All of these gave me a great comfort, and they helped me to have a deeper understanding of Christian faith. And I asked myself,What are you pursuing? I pursue love, a love that no human can give. The eternal love that comes from God. I pursue comfort, a comfort that comes from God that can satisfy the desire for eternity. As 1 John 4:7 says, love comes from God. Everyone who loves has been born of God, knows God, because God is love. Because of this love,God sent his son to this world. Because of this love, Jesus died on the cross to wash off my sin. I hesitated outside of the faith, but God never gave up on me. I determined that I am willing to open my heart and accept Jesus Christ to be my Savior. This Easter, I'm willing to be baptized and join the church, become a member of this loving family of God.那好，下面我们请江兰英姐妹来跟我们分享这个。Next, we're gonna have Sister Jiang Lan Ying to share her witness with us.
我叫江南英，多年前从中国吉林省的延边市结婚到了日本。我呢，向来是一个无论生存，什么也不信。这么多年呢，靠自己拼搏，追求美好的生活。到了日本后，我正有人向我传，让我被我拒绝了，因为我心里刚硬。他们给我福音的小册子，被我扔进了垃圾桶，而我把传福音的朋友推出家门。2019年，因为家庭的变故，来到了美国。到美国后，自己感到孤独无助。孤独无助的时候，心里就是非常的苦闷。有一天，我心情异常的低落。有一个朋友建议我听了一首赞美诗歌，我听完之后呢，心里就充满了喜乐，忧伤的心仿佛得到了安慰。从那天起，我心里萌生了去教会的想法。感谢神的预备和带领。当我想换工作的时候，看到梅弟兄发的一条招工广告，周日全天休息去教会，我就好不容易地来到这里啊，开始每周日参加教会的聚会。我移民日本，然后再到美国，这样是不可能拿到美国的工卡。来到梅弟兄这个店以后，大家为我祷告，小组的弟兄姊妹也为我祷告。奇妙的是，我申请居然很快得到了移民局的批准，让使我知道，在人不可能的事，在神里没有难成的事。感谢赞美主。借着周日牧师们传讲的信息，小组里的查经学习，还有每天不时的祷告，圣灵在我心里的感动，我渐渐爱上了主耶稣，爱上了这个教会。主耶稣说，犯苦劳担当重担的人可以到我这里来，我就使你们得安息。马太福音11:28。我渴望得到主耶稣所带来的安息，所以我决定受洗入主的名下，加入这个教会温暖的属灵大家庭。谢谢。
Good morning. My name is Zhang Lanying. I'm from Jilin, China. Growing up, I was an atheist. I believe in working hard to earn better life.After I got married, I moved to Japan. There were people who shared the gospel with me, but I rejected them all and threw the gospel tract into trash. My heart was hard at that time. I came to the U.S. in 2019, and I felt very lonely. I didn't know anyone who I can ask help from. I didn't have any friend. I just felt very down, I had a bad day,But a friend shared a worship song with me, and my heart was filled with joy and comfort after I listened to that worship song. From that day on, I wanted to go to church. God opened the way for me when I saw the job description from Brother May's shop. He said, Sunday is a day off for all employees to go to church. I took that job without any hesitation.Then I started to regularly attend this Chinese church. I immigrated to Japan first and then came to the U.S., which makes it almost impossible for me to get a working visa here. But since I joined this church, many people in the small group prayed for me, and miraculously, my visa application got approved by the immigration office very soon. Through this, I know in God, everything is possible. Praise the Lord.With the help of pastor's sermon, the Bible study group, the practice of prayers, the Holy Spirit moved me, and I fell in love with Jesus. I fell in love with his church. Jesus said, Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. I desire this peace that comes from Jesus. So I decided to get baptized and follow Jesus. And I decided to join the church. 好，下面我们请林评委做讲解。Now we're going to have Ms. Ali to share her witness with us.
Okay. 我从小就跟妈妈去教会，外婆家，外婆也会跟我分享她和外公经历神的故事。睡觉前我们也会一起祷告，那时我是相信有神的，但是他不是我的神，是长辈们的神。我只是听说这位神，并不认识他，跟神没有交流，也没有什么感受。上帝就像课本里的知识，去教会也像去学校一样，这是每周日例行要做的事。一直到国小四年级参加教会的暑期夏令营，我第一次感受到神的爱。在第一次聚会中，有一位老师滔滔不绝地为我祷告，我在想他为什么可以为一个完全不认识的陌生人祈求。我第一次意识到爱其实不只来自家人，也可以发生在陌生人的身上。这时我开始对神的爱有了朦朦胧胧的认识。不久，舅妈带着我和表弟表妹去日本参加教会的冬令营，期间是我第一次遇到非常大的地震，当时所有的东西都在晃，我非常紧张，第一个念头就是去找枕头，因为我要保护我的头，然后有机会开门跑出去。但舅妈非常放松，他安抚我们，然后带我们一起唱诗歌，我要向高山举目。我们一起唱的时候，我感受到了平安，人也慢慢放松下来。过一阵子地震停了，我们住的房子也没有任何损坏。我相信是神赐给我心里的平安，这件事只有神可以做到，不然为什么一首诗歌可以马上平复一群惊慌失措的小孩子们呢？第三次感受到神是非常的特别，这是发生在福音布道会快要结束的时候，牧师像往常一样问有没有人要接受耶稣，牧师会为他们祷告。我举手了，认识的人都知道我不喜欢在公共场所做任何引起注意力的事，但我居然举手了，因为我也说不上来为什么不举手不行，因为我感觉到一股力量鼓励我，坚持要我做这件事情。听起来很简单，但我花了30秒，我的身体一直发热冒汗。举手一切就都好了，我相信这是圣灵的工作。除了这三件特殊的经历，上帝也在我的生命中一直带着我认识他，亲近他。在大学里的这三年，神也一直陪伴着我。我本来没有要参加学校的团契，但因为丢了钥匙，心情非常不好，就莫名其妙进了中华基督团契 CCF。在学校中，在教会中也遇到许多鼓励我、帮助我的人。神一直用不同的方式让我认识他，他从来不丢下我，正如上帝所应许的，我总不撇下你，也不丢弃你。所以我需要回应神的爱，回应耶稣成为我的救主，并接受浸礼，加入教会，一生追随耶稣基督。现在我所认识的神不再是我外婆的神、舅妈的神，或是我母亲的神，他更是我的神。
I went to church with my mom when I was little. My grandma also shared gospel with me. At night, we would pray before we go to sleep.At that time, I believed there is a God. But he is not my God. He is my mom's and my grandma's God. I didn't know God personally. The knowledge about God is just a book knowledge for me. And going to church is part of the routine, just like going to school. The first time I felt God's love was during a summer camp when I was fourth grade. A camp teacher prayed for me wholeheartedly, which made me think,How could a stranger like her pour out her heart for me, a stranger kid? That time I know that love is not only from family, but it can actually come from strangers. I start to get a glimpse of God's love. Later, my auntie took my cousin and I to Japan for a winter camp. There was a huge earthquake. Everything was shaking, and I was terrified. All I knew is to look for a pillow to protect my head and look for opportunity to run out of the building. But my auntie was very calm, and she let us sing a song, "I Lift My Eyes to the Hills." When we sang the song, I felt the peace, and I was able to relax. The earthquake stopped, and there was no damage to the house we lived. I believe that peace comforted me came from God. No one else can comfort a group of panicky kids through a song. The third time I experienced God was during an evangelism meeting. The pastor, as usual, is calling for people who are willing to accept Jesus, and he will pray for them. And I put my hands up. People who knew me well would know that I wouldn't do anything that attract public attentions. But that day I felt a powerful push, kept encouraged and insisted that I raise my hand. I tried to resist the power, but I couldn't win it. I was sweating and wrestling hard, but after I raised my hand, everything was fine. I believe that was the work of the Holy Spirit. God continues to lead me to know him more and draw closer to him along those years. I wasn't planning to join any fellowship when I come to this college, but somehow I walked into CCF that day when I felt down because I lost my key. God uses many people at church to encourage and help me to know more about Jesus. As the Bible says, I will never leave you or forsake you. Therefore, I need to respond to God's love. I am willing to accept Jesus as my personal Savior. I'm willing to be baptized and to join the church. I'm willing to dedicate the rest of my life to follow Jesus. Now, God is not only my mom, auntie, or my grandmom's God. He is also my God. Next, we're going to have Karen to share as well.
弟兄姐妹早安，我是马嘉恩，英文名字是 Karen Ma。 我很高兴今天可以在这里跟大家分享我的得救见证。感谢神，我从小就在基督的家庭长大，基督教的家庭长大，父母都是虔诚的基督徒。在香港的时候，我每周日跟着父母参加教会的崇拜。从小到大我都很期待周日的来临，因为教会对我来说就像一个温暖的大家庭。我首先学会背诵的经文是箴言第九章第十节，敬畏耶和华是智慧的开端，认识知识者便是聪明。那时我怀着很强烈的好奇心，十分渴慕神的话语。每当遇到任何烦恼忧愁的时候，睡觉前都会向主耶稣去倾诉。渐渐的，耶稣成为了我的知心好友。14岁那年，父母决定全家移民美国。我心中十分不舍，因为我不愿意跟从小一起在教会长大的朋友分离。来到美国以后，父母找到一家规模比较大的华人教会，我也照常的跟随着他们去参加教会。到美国的最初几年，那时我正在读高中，可以是说我信仰最低迷的时候。可能是因为我要适应美国的新生活，还有缺失了同龄人的陪伴，导致我缺乏动力去追求属灵的信仰跟事。直到18岁，我第一次离开父母去在外读书， 独立的生活也使我多了很多独立的思考，这让我慢慢的重新与神建立关系。经过同学的推荐，我参加了中华基督团契 CCF 和中岸华人教会，再次享受到那似曾相识的属灵大家庭的温暖。后来我开始参与侍奉，并跟大家一起学习神的话语，追求生命的成长。现在我要应付繁重的学业，还要参与服事，有时候会感到十分疲惫，但透过这些参与，神不断地在磨练我，使我变得更加成熟。感谢神的恩典，在准备查经的过程中，我得到与神亲近的机会，和他人分享福音，我心里面得到很大的满足和喜乐。神又重新回到了我生命中那不可摇动的地位。我开始从那个懵懵懂懂跟着父母去教会的女孩，变成了一个知道如何自己亲近神的忠实信徒。最近随着新冠疫情在全球的蔓延和战争的爆发，我开始思考生命的意义和毕业后的计划。生命无常，我深深的相信唯有神才是我们最坚固的保障和后盾，唯有神掌握过去、现在还有未来。回想过去，我的人生就像父母赐予我的名字一样，加恩恩相加恩。感谢神让我从小在基督的爱中长大，让我可以亲近他、认识他。感谢父母的精心培育，不时地提醒我要依靠神，善待周围的人。感谢教会和团契提供了一个很好的属灵环境，让我可以成长。借着神的引导，经过深思熟虑，我决定不再犹豫。今天在众人的见证下受浸，成为耶稣基督的门徒。我愿意将一生摆上，效仿基督，追随耶稣的脚步，将一切荣耀归给神。哈利路亚。
Good morning, brothers and sisters. My name is Karen Ma. I'm delighted to share my witness with you all today. I grew up in a Christian family. Both of my parents are devoted Christians. When I was in Hong Kong, I always look forward to Sunday because I can go to church with my parents and meet my friends there. The first Bible verse I memorized is Proverbs 9:10. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and knowledge of the Holy One is understanding.At that time, I was very curious to learn more about God's words. I would pray to Jesus, share my sorrows and worries with him. Every day before I go to sleep, I would pray. Gradually, Jesus became a very close and my best friend. My parents decided to move our whole family to the U.S. when I was 14 years old. I was very sad to leave behind my friends I grew up with at church.First few years after we moved to here, we continued to join a big Chinese church. But at that point, I struggled a lot in faith and also trying to get situated with the living here in the United States throughout my high school years. I wasn't motivated that much to learn more spiritual truths as I didn't have any companion or peers. When I was 18, I left home and came to Cal Poly. I joined CCF andthe Central Coast Chinese Church. With the time that I start to live independently, I gradually to start reestablish my relationship with Jesus. I started to serve and learn Bible with my peers. Now I have to work hard to balance the schoolwork, and I also serve in a fellowship at church, which sometimes is exhausting. But I know God is training me to grow and be more mature.When I prepare for leading the Bible study, I had the chance to come close to God. And sharing gospel with others bring me great joy. Once again, God became the center and first priority of my life. I'm growing from the little girl who followed her parents to church into a true follower of Jesus Christ. With the breakout of pandemic and the Russian-Ukrainian war, I realized that God is the only fortress and the shield of my life. He is in control of the time, history. And looking back, my life is a reflection of the name my parents gave me. Jia'en means grace upon grace. I'm grateful for growing up in a Christian family, and I have loving parents who guided me into faith. I'm grateful for the church and the fellowship. They helped me to grow in my faith. After many thoughts and meditation, I decided to be baptized today with you all as my witness. I am willing to give all my life to Jesus. I'm willing to follow him and do whatever I can to glorify him. Hallelujah. Thank you. We give thanks to the Lord for such beautiful witness and testimonies from these five brothers and sisters. You can clearly see God's work in God's hands upon them. Let's give them another round of applause to encourage them.
让我们一起来为这五位弟兄姐妹，还有两位要借着这个见证加入教会的弟兄姐妹一起来祷告。
Let's pray a blessing over them.
天父上帝，我们感谢你的恩典。
Heavenly Father, we thank you for your grace.
因为你是赐福的神。
You are God, give blessings.
人算什么，你却顾念他。
What are human, but you care for us?
但是我们虽然远离了神，但你不舍弃我们。
We all are led astray, but you never give up on us.
你赐你的儿子耶稣基督成为我们的救主。
You give us your only begotten Son to be our Savior.
就像那牧人寻找失散的羊一样。
You're the shepherd looking for the astray sheep.
你亲自把我们一个一个引回到你的家中。
You brought us back to our Abba Father's house one by one.
我们特别为今天做见证的五位弟兄姐妹祷告。
We pray for these five brothers and sisters who just shared their testimony with us.
愿主你引领他们的前面的脚步。
Lord, may you guide them for their path.
愿他们一生一世行在你的旨意当中。
May they walk on the path that you had prepared for them.
愿你在耶稣基督里面的应许在他们身上一样都不缺少。
May they claim to all the wonderful promises that you have given us in your Son Jesus Christ.
主你不但祝福他们，
Lord, you bless them.
也祝福他们，也借着他们祝福他的家人。
And use them as a vessel to bless their family.
而且也祝福他们周围的人。
And be a blessing to the people around them.
我们特别将今天下午的受浸礼交托在你的手中。
Lord, we lift up the baptism ceremony to your hand.
愿主你在我们所做的一切事上得着荣耀。
May your name be glorified on the things we do.
我们也特别将郎静和祝秀敏两位姐妹交托在主的手中。
Lord, we also put 郎静 and Mary Zhu in your hand.
他们今天也要借着见证加入教会。
And today they are willing to join our church.
我们感谢你，你在他们身上所做的奇妙工作。
We thank you for the wonderful works that you've done in their lives.
使他们成为一个忠实的信徒。
And so that they can become a faithful follower of Jesus Christ.
愿主你也保守他们，祝福他们的生命。
Lord, receive, keep them and bless them.
我们这样的祈求祷告，奉靠耶稣基督名求。
We pray all these things in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.